Hello, I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
All right, and we are here to talk about everybody's favorite Star Wars series.
You mean The Mandalorian?
Yeah, that's it. No. the new one that's out. What's it called?
The Acolyte.
That's right. I don't know what do you think about it so far? You know what?
To be honest with you, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I don't. It's not super pumped, but at the same time, it's like it's enjoyable. I'm not really having too much of a complaint. Like, oh, it's terrible. It's Eternals of the Star Wars universe.
It is definitely not the Eternals. I'll give you that for sure. I kind of felt the same way. I wasn't super crazy about it, but I didn't think it was bad. You know, I watched it for the first few episodes, and I was mildly intrigued just to see what they were doing. I think the thing that I thought was kind of cool about is that we're learning about a whole other timeline in Star Wars history, right?
And so I
was definitely willing to give it the benefit of the doubt. You know, like we said, I didn't think it was bad.
No, I didn't really. It's like, okay, we don't have to worry about the Star Wars. I mean, the Skywalker legacy. So it's like, oh, it's good. This can go in a different direction, and still, you know, we can still say, oh, this is in line further in the future with, you know, the Skywalker saga. So, you know, Star Wars doesn't revolve around Skywalkers all the time.
Right, exactly. The one thing I will say, from the first episode, they totally caught me off guard, is because, you know, like in a lot of the trailers and everything, we saw Carrie Ann Moss.
Yes.
You know, and I was excited to see Trinity.
Yes.
You know, in the Star Wars universe. And right off on that first episode, you know, starts out and you see a pretty sweet, you know, fight scenes with her fighting at that time, we didn't know who the antagonist was or anything like that. But then, like, in the first, 5 minutes or so, she dies.
Right.
So I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah, I mean,
because you see her with a lightsaber, it's like, Trinity has a lightsaber. And then, you know, she gets killed by knives.
right. Exactly. And I kept thinking the whole time, I'm like, well, she's probably not really dead. Right, because I mean, like
Force Heal.
Right, Force Heal. I mean, Luke lost his hand or whatever, and you know, Anakin got burnt up pretty badly, and he didn't die. But no, we find out shortly after that, she did in fact die.
Right. I kind of figured, because that was kind of like, you know, she's probably going to be the one to use those flashbacks, and she's going to do more of her acting in those any flashbacks than an actual fighting. It's the whole Scream reverse. If they have an actor that you recognize, like, you know, Katie Ann Moss, and then the first act she's gone, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I have no idea who these other actors are.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, that was the kind of the thing where I thought, okay, I really wanted to see Carrie Ann Moss do her stuff, but I kind of appreciate also that that they kind of did that, because that's a bit of a risk, I guess, you know, like they did that. It's not what I expected, so maybe this series is going to be a little bit different, you know. So, and I mean, and so far it has. Yeah. I think, you know.
So, you know, we have, you know, our antagonist and our protagonist and the old Jedi, and maybe you can help me with something here, because this always kind of bugged me about the whole Jedi Order.
Yeah.
how come they never have a parents' weekend?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's something you figure they would have, right?
Like, it always, because, you know, when you know, the Phantom Menace came out and you kind of actually see, because, like, you know, before with the original trilogy, you know, when being Luke was being taught the Force, like, well, you're a little old to be taught the Force.
Right, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then, you know, a few years later, they kind of elaborated on that with Phantom Menace and, you know, Anakin being a little bit old, even though he was a kid.
Right, he was younger than
Luke.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, he's too old. And it's like, they never see their family again, because even Obi-Wan talked about, I had a brother. I don't really remember what he looks like anymore.
Right.
Like, so you mean to tell me that if you once a year, something like that, the Padawan can't go see his family, or his family can't go come to the Jedi Temple?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's, I mean, it does seem a little harsh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, guess what? You want to be a Jedi? You can't be. And I, you know, the acolyte, they kind of showed when a young child, a person who's potential to become a Jedi or Padawan, they can make a choice. Like, hey, you can come with us and we can teach you the ways of the Jedi, but you're never going to see these people again. And it's like,
right. Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem right.
You know, like, always on duty, no matter what, even like on your downtime, like, time of peace.
There's no vacation. There's no vacation.
Or, you know, some other planet just to relax. It's like,
right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I always thought that was a little bit strange to me too. I guess that's what's kind of cool though about this series, is it kind of like really kind of shows off a little bit of the hubris of the Jedis, I think, a little bit, because you know, they seem to be you know, thinking pretty highly of themselves, and it seems like, you know, they've dropped some hints that they may, you know, may have, like, this at least soul in the original four Jedis that were being hunted down, that they may have done something that might have not been that great.
Yeah.
And that's why they're being hunted down. They haven't revealed what yet, at least not at this point that we've seen.
Right.
But yeah, so it makes you kind of wonder. Also, I guess, you know, maybe just to jump ahead just a little bit to episode 5, where we kind of see the first sign of, like, the Sith, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That like, they seem to have no idea who the Sith are, because they felt they were all gone.
Yeah.
So that seems kind of crazy too, because, you know, they just appear to not be able to handle anything like that. It's like they weren't prepared.
And it's kind of like, I'm trying to kind of wrap my head, because if this takes place years before the Skywalker saga, and if you remember the Skywalker saga, you know, and New Hope, it's like, no, not at least Phantom Menace, they're like, the Sith has returned. And you're like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, like, at this point in the Acolytes, you know, they still haven't heard about the Sith, and at some point they did, and then all of a sudden the Sith fell off again?
Right.
Like, where did all these Sith lords in the classic Star Wars lore go?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you bring up a good point, because, you know, I'm not sure, like, what this timeline is supposed to entail or whatever, but, like, you know, are we maybe to believe that, okay, you know, I guess we'll talk about episode 5 here, because it kind of seems appropriate, I guess, that maybe, you know, he's in hiding, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe he goes about and tries to essentially hide it, get rid of any witnesses that saw who he is a Sith Lord.
Right.
So maybe, you know, during episode 5, you know, spoilers.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the Jedis that were introduced throughout the series up until that point like have been murdered.
Yeah.
Basically killed off. So really there's only one Jedi kind of sort of that knows of his existence still.
Right. And the thing is, I think he even mentioned that it's like, you know, the Jedi would call me Sith.
Right, right.
He doesn't even really refer to himself as a Sith. So maybe he's just like, I think one of the things that stuck out to me was when he was talking about, you know, this power that he has, you know, the Force and everything, he referred to this power. He's like, why does the Jedi force us to only use this power this way?
Right. Yeah.
I just want to be able to use it the way I want to. And I think that his sentiment, and also the witches,
they tap into the Force like a different way. Yeah.
And they kind of like, why can't we tap into the Force and we use it in this way with our magic? So,
right. Yeah.
So I can see why he feels that way, but then, you know, he does the whole murder and you know, you gotta do this, you gotta murder this guy. Yeah. And if not, if you quit, then I have to murder you. It's like, okay, well, see.
Yeah.
You kinda contradict yourself. I can't do what I want to do before.
You kinda had me on the freedom thing, but then you're going around killing people. So wait a minute here. Right, yeah. I'm curious too, like, you know, he made the statement that you might call me Sith, but also I'm kind of wondering, is it maybe this is a time frame where the Knights of Ren come into play, possibly? I don't know, like, because that, you know, they were in the last trilogy, or at least they were mentioned, and we didn't really see too much of them.
Now, maybe this is, you know, there's probably more Star Wars knowledge people than me, because I always thought the Knights of Ren were somewhat separate than the Sith.
That's what I think too. I don't know, you know, I didn't read a great deal of the extended universe stuff or anything like that, so I don't really know a lot of that either, because I didn't even know about that special metal that he used using that cortosis that basically zaps the lightsabers. I mean, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. I thought it was really pretty cool and super effective.
Yes.
Apparently. Yeah.
Like flashlight.
Right. And so I mean, I thought that was pretty cool, but like I read something online, and I guess we have to take this with a grain of salt, you know, because we don't know for sure. But that cortosis is kind of something that is a metal that's used by the Knights of Ren, I guess.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's true or not. But I guess that cortosis, it's kind of like one of those metals, like the metal, like the that the Mandalorians were using, that I forget what the name of the metal that they use.
Oh,
it's not
metal.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, like, because it's like one of the only metals that kind of can stand up against lightsaber. Yeah. So, and I guess the difference between that Mandalorian metal and the cortosis is like the cortosis like absorbs the energy, okay, whereas I guess the Mandalorian metal,
Beskar,
that's it. Yeah. The Beskar actually deflects the energy. So I guess those two things kind of work a little bit differently. This is stuff from.
And it's a highly durable alloy that can withstand extreme damage, including blaster shots, lightsaber strikes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of interesting to see what'll end up happening. But I tell you what, that episode 5, which is like, I think it's called Night, that episode pretty much shocked me. But as that was going on with all those Jedi's being killed and stuff, I kind of got like, holy crap, I really want to see where this is going now.
Right.
You know?
And I'm trying, and weren't they, there wasn't, was there a Padawan there? Weren't they all Jedi?
All Jedi, except for the youngest one.
The youngest girl, she was a Padawan. Yeah. And I'm like, So nobody, I don't think they blocked once as far as force block. Like, yeah, you literally just.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, the only one that kind of seemed to put up any kind of real fight was Soul.
Soul.
Yeah, and even Yord, it was kind of pretty crazy because I thought that guy, I think he was a new Jedi Knight.
Yes, because his lightsaber was gold, and I'm trying to remember what gold stood for.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Depends on your fighting style and your. Let me see. I knew this. This is the one thing I did about the different colors. Because Sith is always red.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I was really shocked to see that the Jekki character, the Padawan, that she got killed off the bat. Because I mean, like, they kind of really did a lot with her, with that character. And then, like, you see her get stabbed three times real quick, and you're like, what?
Which was that right there? I was like, this is, that was pretty cool to me.
Oh, yeah.
The way he had his lightsaber break into a smaller lightsaber,
right?
And throughout Star Wars, we've always just seen one stab,
right,
a slice, and that's it. But we see
whoa!
Oh, okay. About time I see somebody.
Yeah, do something. Yeah, yeah. He hit, instead of having a full lightsaber sword, he had a lightsaber dagger. right. I mean, that was pretty crazy though. I was like, holy crap, kill her off too. So like, really the only one that was left was Soul.
Yes. So go ahead. And because I know we're like jumping to different things, so I know the internet, some people on the internet had a problem with the witches using the force to suggest that's how the twins were made, May and her sister.
Right, right. And I guess people don't remember what episode one at all, because it's literally the same thing that happened with Anakin.
Well, see, I think
kind of, you know,
it's kind of up in the air. Right, she was just like, all of a sudden I was pregnant, you know.
Yeah,
wasn't that Anakin's mom?
But I think it's later revealed, I think, that Palpatine actually kind of like controlled the force to cause her to become pregnant. So I think that happens like later on. I remember somebody had told me this, and I was like, yeah, I think I do remember hearing that.
That might be a Mandela effect.
That might be.
It's just like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm pretty sure, you know.
That might be part of the extended universe thing too. I don't know for sure.
I don't know.
But
it's weird. It's like, I don't know if they used the whole force because they're witches. Because there's certain other elements that had to be involved.
Right, right.
But we're like, you know, the internet's kind of mad that, well, they're not the prophecy. You're like, what? They didn't fill the prophecy. So
right, right. Right. I mean, even when Anakin came out, they weren't sure that he was the prophecy or not. Right. You know, it was kind of like, it might be. Who knows? So, and I mean, it's also not the first time we saw twins, Luke and Leia, both force users. But, you know, I think the internet just likes to be mad at Star Wars sometimes, especially Star Wars fans. I think some Star Wars fans can be the most angry about new Star Wars, it seems like.
Right. Because they're, you know, you have some people. I am curious how they're going to have May and her sister, and since they switch places, how that's going to work. Because the sister who did become, you know, in part of which she has a symbol on her head.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like it's not something that they can hide. Yes, it's kind of flesh, and maybe she'll use some makeup, but it's basically indented in there.
Yeah, it seems like
It's like you would think Soul, as a person who had I don't want to get them mixed up, which one's which. I'm trying to remember if May is...
May was the one that went around and did a lot of the killing of the Jedi. Okay. Yeah.
So it would be her sister...
Osha, yeah.
So you would think Sol as a Jedi master and as a person who can see 2020 vision.
Right.
Can kind of tell the difference.
Yeah.
Because it's their personalities are different. And even as much as, you know, they haven't been together in a really long time, the twins.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know if they will pick up each other's personalities per se so well that Sol wouldn't tell, like, yo, you're not Osha, you're back. Like,
right. Yeah. Clearly.
Like, besides the, you know, besides the mark on your head that's clearly right there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't act like her at all.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm really kind of wondering what's going to happen with those two. Are they going to change roles? Is she going to become the apprentice? Is Osha going to, because, you know, it seems like May didn't really use a lot of the Force, right, when she was fighting. So, I mean, she didn't even use a lightsaber, right? She was using those little daggers and stuff. So maybe she's not as gifted or as powerful in the Force as Osha. I don't know. I'm just throwing out
Osha's hypotheticals here.
Right, that's true. That is true.
Which I always wondered, it's like, is that like, because I always wondered about that in Star Wars, and even just when Block, so, because I always, you know, for the most part, everyone that I've seen who block always puts their hands up like this, even in like superheroes, when they're blocking someone trying to force move them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, how do you still not train for that?
Right. You think that maybe that'd be day one? Day one, you might
have. You know, trying to move things and then someone trying to move you and you just stop it. But it's like you're never going to block it. It's like,
right.
Put your hands up. It's like boxing. Your hands got to be up at all times.
Right. Exactly. You think that. But speaking of boxing and stuff like that, though. The thing I thought was kind of cool was, like, even during the fight scenes, when they lost the control of their lightsaber, they were still kind of fighting, kind of doing, like, almost like a martial arts type of thing.
Yes, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did, too.
Because I was like, no way, like, if a Jedi or a Sith lost their lightsaber, so they're just like, oh, well, I give up now.
Yep, I'm done.
Like, they're still going to fight. So I enjoyed that. I thought that was a nice touch, and I thought that was maybe the first time we've even seen that in a lightsaber duel in a battle.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, like a full out thing like that, where it was kind of like a martial arts kind of thing.
We got a little bit of taste, but it wasn't really a, you know, lightsaber in the Star Wars story, Rogue One.
Oh yeah. That's true. Forget what his name was. Forces with me and the Force or whatever.
Forces with me and the
Force. Yeah, I like that character. It's pretty cool. They should do more with introduce more characters like him, I think. But yeah, but overall, like I've really enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
I think started out, you know, I think, like I was mentioning, like I was kind of a little bit disappointed. Like, Carrie Moss was quickly taken out of the equation, but it really does kind of make me wonder where they're going to go with this. And if nothing else, I'm enjoying the ride as far as to see where it goes.
Because, right.
I guess I think out of all the Star Wars shows that we've seen so far, it's probably the one that has me guessing the most.
Yes.
Like what's going to happen next.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I have to admit, I did kind of suspect that maybe that stranger guy was the Sith guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people did, because even he kind of hints at it. And it's like, really, you didn't know that I was him?
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, okay, yeah. But
because it was kind of the way that, you know, when they were talking and stuff and how the conversation, it felt like, okay, you had at least had to beat the master one time, right?
Right, you'd think so, yeah.
Like, that's what's all.
Yeah.
He's acting like he's going to be the master, but it's like, I could have sworn, you know, she was like, yeah, I met him too. It's like, if you met the guy, you know the guy's going to kill you. Like, how do you not know who he is?
Right, right, exactly. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Have some idea who he is. Yeah. But I even when he kind of makes his appearance, when he kind of floats down out of the trees at the end of that episode 4, I think that was borderline kind of creepy and kind of cool. He did. It was just kind of like he just kind of floats down. And you're like, whoa, what is this?
And I'm just going to need the Jedi to this. Here's the one thing that I did appreciate about Anakin, as nuts as he was. Anakin had no problem putting a lightsaber to somebody.
Right.
I'm just like, so you can literally end this. Oh, and he's like, you can't do it because I'm unarmed. No, so this,
this is a
fight.
No, exactly. It just means that dude lost.
So like, you guys got separated, and then you guys flew away and came back and meet again. Like, you guys were just fighting two minutes ago.
Right, exactly.
It's fighting over.
I
can appreciate Anakin and Windu. I can appreciate their sentiment, because all the other Jedi are like, oh, well, we got to do the rules. Mace Windu was like, nah, we're taking this dude out.
He's this guy. We have to get rid of him.
You got it. Oh, no, you got
to go. Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, I really kind of want to see how it ends. There's only a couple episodes left, yeah. I guess. So,
and depending how many years ago it take before the Skywalker saga, I kind of want to wonder, are we going to see like a young Yoda? Are we going to like,
well, you know what? I did hear somebody mentioning that too, but I wonder, I don't know, because. Because I mean, how old is Yoda? Like 1,000 years old or something like crazy?
Eight or 900. Like this, but I was just kind of worried. This took place like 1,000 years before.
Then it'd be just before
baby.
Yeah, just before baby Yoda. Yeah, we could actually see a baby Yoda. Yeah. Oh, they should do that.
What's his name is there? The one with the cone.
The one Jedi with the cone.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
He's there. Yeah. Jedi Council. And so unless his species.
I know the other one member of his race or something
like that.
Yeah.
But people were like, no, that's him from the Clone Wars and that. So I'm like, oh, okay. But I'm enjoying the show.
I do like it better than the Boba Fett Book of Boba. You know, that's
Boba had its moments, but I can see why people are this would be a lot cooler.
The Book of Boba Fett. Like I think the thing I liked the most was like the ending, like how it kind of ended. It kind of really did like a lot of cool stuff towards the end.
Yes.
But it took a while to get there for me, you know. But this is I'm kind of curious. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they stick the landing at the end, I could say this is a pretty good show.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll still see, But yeah. But I guess that's pretty much all I got, Sam.
That's kind of where the show wanted to talk about. The Acolytes, but you can check us out on our social medias. You can check us out on our website at allofmyissues.com. We have content and things to take a look at and check us out. And you can follow us on our different social medias on Facebook and Instagram. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, bye.
Bye.